This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين.
السلام عليكم. Conflict is inevitable within your family, especially when you're cooped up together. So we're going to talk about how to resolve these conflicts that are going to come up. How do you resolve them? How do you avoid them? And inshallah, how to navigate this with ease and confidence. Bismillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulullah. So what happens is that when a conflict happens, is that many people have one of three ways of dealing with it. Either there's avoidance behavior, where you just pretend it's not happening. Some people will go into the silent treatment. This is an all-time favorite of many of the clients that I have. A problem comes up, instead of facing it, instead of talking it out, they just prefer to ignore their spouse, sometimes for a week, sometimes several weeks, and other times I have heard of people giving the silent treatment for months to their spouse. And this is something that is definitely, it creates a lot of tension in the home, it creates a lot of animosity. And if you allow the problem to just simmer, it becomes worse. With every passing hour, the problem becomes worse. So it's best to address the problem. And we see that what Allah says in Surah Al-Hujarat, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. That the believers are but brothers, so make settlement between your brothers and fear Allah so you may receive mercy. Now this is so beautiful. If we realize that we have this sisterhood and brotherhood and that we need to have mercy, and what I love about it is when as soon as it says to resolve the conflict, it says taqallah, right? You need to have that God consciousness. You need to be aware that Allah is watching you, and you need to have a bit of sense of like this accountability, right? I remember one of the books of Dr. Phil said, conduct your fights with your spouse as if it's going to be aired on the 7 o'clock news. Now, if it was going to be aired and the whole community was going to see how you treat your spouse, you're going to be a lot more conscious, right? You're going to be a lot more polite. You're going to take turns. You're not going to overreact, right? So we need to have, of course, that ihsan and that awareness that Allah is watching us, and that if we want mercy from Allah, then we need to resolve these issues with ease. And we can't just give a person a silent treatment, because this is a cruel form of punishment. And we find that in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not permissible for a Muslim to have estranged relations with his brothers beyond 3 nights. the one turning one away and the other turning the other way when they meet. The better of the two is the one who is the first to give the greeting. So you find, and this is in Muslim, you find that a lot of people, whether it is within their household, with their spouse, it could be with people in the community, they just stop talking with one another and they cut ties. And this creates a lot of tension. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that you should not have this, like not talking to one another for more than 3 days. So this is, it's a time frame that we need to get our act together. I personally don't think that you should even wait those 3 days. I personally think if the sooner, so this is kind of like the maximum, don't go beyond this. But if you can resolve it, and I'm going to teach you, inshallah, some effective ways of doing it, because part of the reason that most people avoid conflict is because they don't know how to do it. Most people do not have any kind of conflict resolution. It is non-existent. It is really non-existent, because what I find is that the majority of people are very good at starting conflict, but when it comes to resolving it, it doesn't matter how educated they are, it doesn't matter how accomplished, how knowledgeable in the deen, but they really regress when it comes to resolving conflict. So it's really critical for us moving forward, and we're approaching Ramadan, for us to learn how to resolve our issues. Because if you have conflict inside your home, if you're mad, if you're frustrated, if you're fighting all the time, then going into Ramadan, you're going to go with this heavy heart. And we need to make sure that we are going in with an open heart and ready to embrace, inshallah, this blessed month. Now, so one is that people just avoid and they give the silent treatment. Another way that there's avoidance is that they walk out. They walk away, right? And this is an all-time favorite for sometimes many men that I have done counseling with, many couples. This is a way that they are trying to avoid the fight escalating, okay? And I get where they're coming from. I understand it. They don't want to say or do something, and they just walk out because they're like, I don't want to be reactionary. However, when you walk out, what the person is interpreting your behavior as, you don't care, you don't care, and you're basically being very disrespectful when you just get up and walk out. So the best way to deal with this is to express what you're doing. You say, I am feeling pretty heated right now, I'm very upset, and I need to cool off, and I need time to cool off. And what is very notorious of many women is wanting to insist on the problem being resolved, right? Because they have seen the avoidance behavior. They want to get a resolution. And because of this cycle, the woman insists, no, we're talking about it right now, right here. You have to talk about it. And many times this leads to the couple becoming actually physical. So the man will go into another room. He's trying to shut the door. She's like, no, you don't. Or he's trying to leave the house. She stands there. No, you can't leave. And I've had very well-meaning, you know, couples. They are very righteous, mashallah, very practicing, very educated, and they get into a physical fight at this point. So you need to really give the other person space. If they're not in the right mindset to talk about it, you don't want to talk to someone who's not going to be stable. If they're going to yell and scream and do rude things, then it's best to just avoid it. Personally, I think you need to respect yourself and step aside and allow the person to regain composure, to, you know, wrap their head around this, right? So if you're walking away, express that you need time to cool off. And if the person is walking out, you need to allow them to just cool off, right? Then there is the behavior of just sulking, feeling sad and feeling depressed and feeling like everything is horrible. And it's very difficult to be around a person who has all of these behaviors, right? It is actually a very immature way of dealing with this. And many of the behaviors I'm going to talk to you about, that how people usually deal with conflict, This is a, unfortunately, unresolved issues from childhood and not learning how to deal with conflict. So many people regress to when they were teenagers or when they were toddlers even, and they want to pout, they want to yell, they want to act out in a way just to get their way. So whatever you were accustomed to doing when you were younger, this kind of creeps up when you're trying to resolve conflict as an adult. So this sulking around, acting sad, and then the other way of avoidance is that it is by withdrawing. You withdraw. So you show no affection, you're just totally withdrawn, both physically and emotionally. So this can lead to a lot of problems. So imagine a couple who they have an issue, there's a conflict, they maybe had a fight, and they're not resolving it, it's just ignoring. This leads to more and more frustration. So first way said is that some people avoid it, okay? So they just basically avoid the problem. A second way is that people become very aggressive. So this is a way, and this is a method that some people use as a way to shut the other person up. Okay, there's a yelling, there is screaming, there is blaming, and it's like, well, if I can just be really loud and obnoxious, then the other person is going to back out, right? And this is a strategy that many people have been accustomed to using. There are some manipulative forms of behavior that people have just adopted. Everyone kind of goes along with it, whether it was, with the parents, they just let them get away with it. Sometimes the spouse actually feeds into this, like, I don't want problems. I don't want to deal with this. So it's like, you know what, we're going to do whatever you say. And this is a very dysfunctional household. If you feel that you have to walk on eggshells, or if you have people walking on eggshells around you, this is the most dysfunctional thing. It is not empowerment when people are afraid to act out or to say anything in front of you. That is the ultimate dysfunctional family. There needs to be openness. There needs to be this freedom to be able to express yourself. It's not like you don't want to be a tyrant in your own home. And I have had people confess to me. They confess that, in my home, I am a tyrant, whether it's the man or the woman, they will just confess. And I actually admire the fact that they can be honest, because when you're honest with yourself, when you see the problem, then you're halfway there. Recognizing that there is a problem means that you're going to seek help, you're going to learn about it, and you're going to correct yourself. But unfortunately, many people are in denial. One of the first jokes I ever heard when I was doing my master's program, the professor said, denial is not just the river in Egypt. Okay, now I use that joke in Egypt, denial, right? And it never went over well, because they're like, it is a river in Egypt, denial. But denial, when you are just oblivious to the fact that you have a problem. Now, when someone actually has the audacity to say that, when they feel that they have not contributed anything to a problem that they're having, for me, as the counselor, red flags go up, because it's like, if you don't even see, if you can't even admit that you have done anything, then that means this person is not really in touch with themselves. They don't do enough introspection. Maybe they have not done enough reading on the material. Maybe they have not had enough training in conflict resolution, because the most, let's say, adult-like thing to do is to recognize that you contribute to the problem one way or another, right? When you can take ownership of that and you can see that, yes, maybe I overreacted. Maybe I was a little bossy. Maybe I was, being a little manipulative, whatever it is. If you can recognize that within yourself, then, half the battle is over, right? But when someone just refuses to believe that, then that is telling me that there are bigger issues, right? I've had individuals who come and they will tell me, well, these are like the 10 things I want you to change in my husband. You change these and I don't need counseling because, you know, I already know all this stuff. I don't need to work on myself. Just change my husband. Or the husband will come and say, sister, I don't have problem. Just fix my wife. She is my problem, you know? And you see that if you are just putting all the blame on another person, that means that you're just not in touch with what's really happening, because everything is a, you know, the stimulus and response. So something is happening to cause this response. So we can really take control and change so many things about ourselves and elicit a different response. So that's, you know, that's when someone becomes very aggressive. So they're blaming, they may be gaslighting. So as soon as you bring up a problem with them, they turn it around and it says, no, but you do this. And that's a form of manipulation, right? So either they avoid it or they're aggressive. The third thing, which like I said, is almost non-existent, is conflict resolution. That is when you take necessary steps to express yourself in a calm manner and reach a conclusion, right? Now, most people, because they haven't watched this, they haven't seen it, it hasn't been demonstrated to them, they just automatically assume that everything, when you disagree with someone, there has to be a fight. And that leads to a lot of issues, because one person may have those skills of conflict resolution, right? They're trying to go through the steps, you know, here's the issue, what do we need to do, let's resolve. And the other person is in that mindset of, I gotta yell, I gotta scream, I gotta cry, I gotta, you know, create drama. And then there's no resolution that is going to be reached. So we need to work on ourselves. We need to really, conflict resolution should be a course that is required for every human being, because we're faced with conflict on a daily basis. Now, whether that's at work, whether that's with your spouse, whether it's with your kids, and if you don't know how to resolve these conflicts, then things are just going to escalate. I mean, since 1998, I've been working with individuals, with thousands of people worldwide, and resolving their problems, seeing the most difficult thing, things that have been labeled as impossible, and taking it one step at a time, and teaching people and empowering them to actually resolve their own issues. And you can get to a point. You can get to a point that you can go through this with ease. It doesn't have to always be a fight. You don't have to just ignore it. You don't have to just pretend that you go along with everything that your spouse says just to avoid a fight, right? A healthy relationship means that you have the freedom to express yourself. You have to share what is bothering you. You have to be open. And if you are making others feel like you are a ticking time bomb, this is an indication that it is time to work on yourself and get rid of this, right? People should be relaxed around you. They should feel joy around you. They should feel that you bring comfort, right? You know, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, that Allah has made that love and that mercy. So are you providing that, right? If people are feeling so tense being around you, then that's not a depiction of that love and the mercy. You know, I love the example of Khadija radiallahu anha and how she was so emotionally stable. And because she was emotionally stable, because she was in tune with herself and she had herself together, then the amazing thing was that her husband, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to her when he was at a time of need, when he was overwhelmed, when he got the wahi, the revelation. He went to his wife because she was emotionally present for him and she had it together. So we really need to be that for one another, right? So this is a topic that I could talk for hours, and I have actually 20 videos on conflict resolution in my marriage program, because it is so critical to learn, first of all, how to avoid a problem. How do you discuss in a way that is very effective, that you can just get things off your chest, because I don't believe in just suppressing. You can't just suppress, overlook, suppress, because eventually it boils up, right? It's kind of, you're going to be like a volcano. How many people do you know who have, you know, taken it, and then before you know it, there's an explosion and everyone's wondering, well, what happened? What's going on? It's because they've kept it and they haven't addressed it. So we need to learn a way of expressing ourselves without it being, you know, without it being an attack, and you resolve this. Because right now, like I said, we're approaching Ramadan, and I know that people are getting really frustrated within their households. I have so many clients and couples who tell me that their spouse is getting on their nerves, their kids are frustrated, and we really need to emotionally correct things before entering Ramadan, right? We need to go in with like an open heart. We need to approach it where we're not angry and frustrated and mad at each other, because that is definitely going to affect our whole sense of our worship, right? So let us really make a commitment to work on this. And if there's any conflict that we need to resolve, let's take action, inshallah. So a very quick and easy way for you to remember this, okay? This is what I use, with many of my clients, is think of the acronym RESOLVE, okay? RESOLVE, RESOLVE, okay? So RESOLVE, the R stands for reach out. You need to reach out. You cannot expect your spouse to be a mind reader. You know, a lot of times, I mean, and women are notorious for this, that if he loves me, he'll know what to say. If he loves me, he'll know what to do. Well, really, a lot of times, you know, they may not have a clue. Your spouse may not have a clue what you want. So you need to reach out. You need to be able to express yourself. Then we have E is for emotion. Okay, you need to share what you're feeling. Okay, and start with yourself, because a lot of times what ends up happening is that people come and they're just like, you know, you never do this and you do like that, and this, and the person feels defensive, and because they feel they feel attacked, so they become defensive. So sharing your emotion, like, this is like, you know, I feel really sad when you're not helping me. I feel very frustrated when you're raising your voice, and whatever it is, you share it, okay? And then start off with something pleasant about the person, okay? Say that, you know, for instance, you could say, well, I appreciated the fact that you helped out yesterday, and then you can talk about, but I really need more help in this situation, right? And so you address, you acknowledge the positive, and then you express your need. Then be very, very specific. So the S is to be specific, because what generally happens is that when a discussion, or as people like to say it, they like to call it a fight, okay? And I tell them, what is your goal in counseling? And they will say, teach me how to fight. I'm like, I'm not going to teach you how to fight. I'm going to teach you how to resolve your conflict, right? So many times people feel like, okay, it's a fight. It's me against them, and I'm going to take them out. I'm going to win. And it's that mindset that is a problem, right? So you need to be very specific and stick to one topic, okay? So for instance, you talk about the fact that let's say you will indicate the specific problem and stick to that just one thing. And, you know, as women, we're notorious for, you know, going from branch to branch and saying your mama did this and your sister did that. And we just, you know, take this one situation and bring, you know, 20 years of history into it. So that's not going to be effective. And that's exactly why some men run away. They run away from it because, like, oh God, here we go again. I'm going to be up till 1 o'clock in the morning. One of my clients actually said, you know, she'll keep me up until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And he's a resident. He has, you know, he has a full day of just like surgery and so much to do. And he gets so frustrated because if a discussion happens, it is like everything from the past 20 years will be, you know, are however many years will be brought up. So you have to be very specific about what it is that you need, okay? Because if you just say something general, okay, that, oh, you never spend time with me, you could be very specific and say, you know, I really would like for you to spend time with me after work for, you know, for an hour, 30 minutes to an hour, or I really need you to help me in, let's say, the cleanup. Whatever it is, be specific about it. Then open up, right? You need to be open. You need to be able to share what it is that, you know, that you're going through. And the L is to listen. Okay. That is another course that everyone should be required to take. I took a whole semester on, you know, the effective therapeutic skills on how to make someone feel heard. One of the number one complaints I get from couples is, you know, my spouse doesn't listen. They don't listen. They hear me, but they don't listen to me. They're not understanding me. So you really need to learn how to listen without judgment and how to take that information and really get to understand your spouse. Then it's about the V is voice your solution. You need to come up with a solution. You know, what I find that a lot of times when a person is frustrated and angry, they're not even sure what they want. If you don't know what you want, how do you expect your spouse to figure out what you want? So come in very specific. This is the problem. This is what I need. And when you are, when you voice the solution, then they have a fair chance at achieving it. And then the E for resolve is end on a good note. End on a good note. You know, you don't want to open this and cause friction so that you avoid each other and then go into the silent treatment or aggression and fighting. So you have to end it on a good note. Appreciate the fact that they listened. Appreciate the fact that they're, you know, willing to help out. So again, I'll repeat it. We have RESOLVE is the acronym. R is for reach out. Two, the E is emotion. Share your emotions. Share what you're feeling. S is for being specific. You have to be specific about what is it that you want. The O is to be open. Be open with what you're feeling and what you are, what you're experiencing. L is to listen to understand, not just to respond. Most people listen and they're thinking, I know what I'm going to say. Yep, I'm just waiting to give a rebuttal, right? But that's not the way that you're going to resolve issues. If you're listening just to respond, then you're not going to get anywhere. It's really like, and one psychologist was saying that the problem is not over until one person starts to listen. Okay, that it will not, it will not be over until someone actually listens. And what I see with a lot of my clients when they are having a joint session is that, you know, one person is saying their perspective, the other one's saying their own perspective, and they're not really listening. So it's just like this, you know, they're just doing these parallel conversations. So one person needs to sit, listen, and understand and make the other person feel understood until you can, you know, resolve the issue. So that's voice your solution. So we said reach out. R is for reach out. E is for emotion. S is to be specific. O is for open. L is to listen. V is voice your solution. You got to come up with a solution. And if you don't have a solution, try to discuss it. Try to negotiate. And then E is to end on a good note. Okay. So I pray that all of us can create a peaceful home, right? This is happening for a reason. We're all, you know, we are all globally at home together with our families. And some people, you know, it's difficult. They're maybe single moms. Maybe someone is completely alone. And those have their own challenges. But if you are with your family and you're with your loved ones, and you're not feeling so loved, or they're, you know, or they're not being very lovable, which is understandable. I mean, realize that we suddenly went from very little time together to seeing each other 24/7. So it's bound to happen where you're sad or frustrated or your needs are not met. But you can either do, you know, you can either avoid, you can either be aggressive, or you can learn how to have this conflict resolution where you, you know, you express yourself and you come to a conclusion. So I pray that we all have the wisdom to know how to resolve our problems with our family, with family and friends and community members, so that we can go into Ramadan with a clean heart and we can go and really feel the spirituality, that we're not bogged down by any conflict that is just stirring up inside us, right? And if you let it simmer, if you let the problem simmer, then it's just going to get worse. Hour by hour, it gets worse. And I have seen individuals who have let it simmer for sometimes months, and it become, they are so, well, you know, they're so fired up. So if you, the sooner you clean up the mess, the better, the emotional mess. So jazakallah khairan. I hope that we can all resolve our problems and our conflicts with ease, with confidence, and with God consciousness, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.